Ahead of the 43rd anniversary of Czechoslovakia's invasion by the Soviet Union and her main allies on the 21st of August 1968, a new book offers a hitherto little explored perspective on this traumatic chapter of Czech history. Titled Invasion 1968, The Russian View, it explores Russians' attitudes towards the Warsaw Pact invasion and the trauma that some of the Soviet soldiers involved in it experienced in its wake. Sara Borůvka spoke to the editor, former Russian correspondent for Czech TV Josef Pazderka, about the Russian experience of the historic event, their view of the 1968 invasion today, and what inspired him to put the book together in the first place.
As part of my regular job as a Moscow correspondent for Czech TV, I visited Russian soldiers, Russian journalists, Russian dissidents who either participated in the invasion or who followed that very closely. And I was amazed how emotional is this event on the Russian side.
And your book is titled Invasion 1968, The Russian View. So what exactly is in the book, and is there any way to sum up the Russian perspective on the invasion?
We Czechs and Slovaks, we follow the invasion very, very closely. And after more than 40 years, we know about ourselves, about our emotions, about our views and experiences from the invasion very much, I would say. Well, we don't know about the other side. There are some historical studies about what the Kremlin wanted and how they sent the soldiers. But we don't know the faces, we don't know the emotions, we don't know what the soldiers could know about Czechoslovakia before they were sent here, how they went through the Soviet propaganda and what impact it had on them, how they were confronted with the reality and what was their reaction. And also we didn't know many stories about Soviet journalists who were present in Prague and who refused to call it brotherly help, who refused to portray Czechoslovakia as the bastion of counter-revolution, as it was called from the Kremlin, and then sent immediately back to Moscow, and they lost their jobs and so on. We knew about the dissidents who protested on the Red Square, but the movement behind it was much, much bigger. There was a very strong link between Moscow and Prague among the Soviet intelligentsia who followed the Prague Spring very, very closely. And the magic date, 21st of August 1968, was also a very big trauma for them. It was basically, as it's called in the book, it was the end of the illusions that any reform can happen within the Soviet system.
And you were the editor of this book. Maybe you could point out a few articles, chapters, or elements of it that you found interesting or surprising.
I want to point out that there are not only my interviews with the soldiers and journalists and the dissidents, but there are also very, very valuable studies from other authors. I would name a Russian scholar of Czech origin, Tomáš Glanz. There are some army historians, Daniel Povolny. There are very interesting photos of Josef Koudelka, Karel Cudlin, and many others.
Now, your book offers the views of Russians who lived through the time when the invasion happened. What about the younger generation of Russians? How much do they know about 1968, and what is their view of it?
The invasion of 1968 is only a drop in the ocean of the Soviet legacy. There are much, much bigger problems and much, much bigger crimes that the Russians still cannot face and stand up to. So my reflection of this is straight and simple. Most of the current Russians don't know that anything like invasion 68 happened.
Sara Borůvka was talking there to Josef Pazderka, the author of Invasion 1968, The Russian View.